This is After Dark number 5, this is tape number 7, and this is side 1. And now we have an opportunity to go to the next frequency for our travel log. Here's John Bowker with a look at 1240 kilohertz.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker with another extended travel log of the United States on After Dark number 5. As you'll know, if you've heard the travelogue of radio stations that broadcast at 1230 on the dial elsewhere in this After Dark number 5 series, we're going to take you for a trip from jolly old New England right across the country, east to west, north to south. Only this time we're going to be following the trail of stations that broadcast at 1240 on the dial. And as we did before, we're going to start up in the great northeast. We're going up even further northeast, this time into the state of Maine, as we listen to a station broadcasting from Lewiston, Maine, on the Travelogue.
Decades of greatest hits in flight on the Eagle, WXGL, AM and FM, Lewiston, Auburn, Augusta.
Yeah, let's go into New Hampshire now, right next to Maine, into Franklin. Well, that said, Franklin, WFTN in Franklin, New Hampshire. Now, a couple of things I could tell you about right here at the very beginning. All these stations, with a couple of exceptions that we'll note as we go along, broadcast with 1,000 watts during the day and 1,000 watts at night now, and they are all non-directional stations. So no matter which direction you go from the cities, you ought to be able to hear them roughly equally. That's the first thing. The other thing is that that WFTN is the derivative of the very first broadcast station in the state of New Hampshire. We're going to cross the Connecticut River now to the west and go into the Green Mountain State. In fact, the capital city of the Green Mountain State. You know what that is?
On a Music Go Round program here on WSKI Radio Montpelier, we have broadcasting studios in each of the Twin Cities, Barrie and Montpelier.
Okay, down into Massachusetts
now. This is WHAI. Serving the tri-state region from Greenfield, Massachusetts. WHAI AM NFM.
Some of these tapes are not brand new, as you can tell. That one there goes back over 30 years. Can you believe it? We're going to go now down into the Cape Cod area of Massachusetts, West Yarmouth.
WOCB and WOCB-FM, West Yarmouth, Massachusetts.
Okay, across the state line into Rhode Island.
Herb Alpert and his band. Garden party here on ON. It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to WWON First in Woonsocket. I'm Mary Bodwin. That just about does it for me, this portion of the show anyway. Standing by on the phone is the Great White Hunter. 2 hours of polka music here on ON.
That's why we don't listen to that much.
Your Waterbury temperature downtown, 40 CO degrees.
Herb Griffin Radio. WWCO Waterbury. A great station in a great city.
And now, from the Rock of Waterbury, four of the annual CO 500 with the top 500 hits of yesterday and the hits of today.
All righty, it's time to leave jolly old New England, cross the Hudson River as we do on the DX audio service each month when we have a different frequency on that program slot. And we'll go over into one of the, remember Lake Placid? Oh, I tell you, the movie this time of year that they've probably been showing on your television channels for how long now? Ever since before Christmas, I imagine. Right next to Lake Placid is Saranac Lake.
Currently here at Radio Park, our temperature is 66 degrees. That's 19 on the Celsius scale. You're listening to WNBZ Radio, 1240 AM on your dial, coming to you from Saranac Lake, New York. Time is now 9 p.m. and time for ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
Now, John, do you know why the young lady before you gave the temperature in Celsius degrees to? That's because the Canadians that are almost within earshot of WNBZ use the Celsius scale for their temperatures. We're going to go a little bit south in New York State now, about 100 and some miles, down to what used to be one of the leading radio cities in the world. They couldn't leave a good thing alone. Here's what they sounded like about 5 years ago.
12 o'clock at the People's Choice. 3WD. WWWD is connected. How you doing?
Okay, and then they became
most music. WBKZ AM Schenectady.
Now, this next station, we didn't get a clean recording of it, but I decided once about 7 or 8 years ago, I ought to go back and see where the Woodstock concert was. You know, the big rock acid, all that business stuff. And while I was at Woodstock, I tuned to 1240, and lo and behold, I got this.
You've been listening to Open Mic on WVOS-AM, WVOS-FM, Liberty, New York, with studios in Liberty and in Monticello. It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
Now, this next station I recorded in Princeton, New Jersey, several years ago. That's a long ways from Freeport, New York.
WGBB, Freeport, Amityville, and Inwood, tune to us for news. We're the pulse of Long Island, 1240 WGBB.
See, I skipped one up in the northern part of the state. WATN in Watertown.
It's 6 o'clock at WATN Watertown, the oldies channel.
Now this update from ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Hi, Deirdre. WHWH fame at one time.
A milestone in broadcasting, celebrating 40 years. 1240 WGVA Geneva.
Well, House Speaker Jim Wright just made it official.
I will resign.
Okay,
that's Speaker
enough.
Of the House.
You know, Geneva, New York, right at the, what is that, the northern end of Seneca Lake, as I recall, one of the five beautiful finger lakes of New York State. If you go even further west from that, toward Erie, Pennsylvania, you come to a unique station at 1240 on the dial. This is going to be Jamestown, New York. It operates with 500 watts during the daytime and 1,000 watts at night. That's backwards. But you know, there are several stations at 1240 that do the same thing.
It's time now for ABC News and Jamestown Area News on WJTN Jamestown. The news is brought to you by Lakewood Furniture Gallery.
Okay, we're going down into New Jersey now.
You have a job as a, would you be a scab in a commercial? I don't know, maybe you could do a Band-Aid commercial or something. You're listening to WSNJ, AM and FM Stereo in Bridgeton. 5 minutes of late world news next, and then sports from the Mutual Broadcasting System.
South Carolina Democrats have their presidential say. Blizzard hits High Plains. Mutual News, I'm Kurt Henschen in Washington.
And if we go right up the Delaware River.
WBKA, we'll spare you.
That's right, WBAX, Wilkes-Barre.
This is WSEW. Sealand's Grove.
We're out just north of Harrisburg now.
Replace it immediately with a First Alert smoke detector. First Alert, because your family comes first.
This is the Wheel Network. WYGL Sealands Grove. WYGL-FM Elizabethville. WLGL-FM Riverside.
Well, in all fairness, I should have picked up Reading, Pennsylvania. Here's a couple from Reading. The old call sign first. I don't know why they gave up this call sign. Well, I don't know if I'd want WHUM as my call sign, particularly during equipment failures and things like that. Oh, so they changed to something better, huh? I'm not so sure.
This is the news authority for Berks County, Radio 1240, WAGO Reading.
Okay, WAGO, I guess that really doesn't mean anything. It's probably the initials of the owner. So let's go out to where the Horseshoe Curve on the Pennsylvania Railroad is.
36 degrees at 8 o'clock on WRTA, Altoona.
Very nice, little lady. Well, okay, time to go south now, young man.
Let's
pick up the weather forecast from Maryland.
It is a call.
50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. This is WJEJ and WWMD, Hagerstown, Maryland.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shemeby. Bell Atlantic workers have now joined their counterparts with 9X and Pacific Telesis.
As we go down Chesapeake Bay further.
Maryland with wonderful music. WCEM, AM, and FM stereo.
Sounds like there was a storm in the area that day. This is Petersburg, Virginia. That was Petersburg. Today it's called something else. The city's called Petersburg.
You're listening to the inspiration of the Tri-Cities. We are AM 1240 WPLZ, Petersburg, Richmond.
In fact, she stayed with the station.
Singers, and I tell you, Central
through this
Virginia,
change,
I've got a whole lot to be thankful for. It is 5 o'clock straight up here at AM 1240 WGCV, Petersburg, Richmond. The AM 1240 forecast for the remainder of today into the
evening. Okay, let's go down the western part of the state of Virginia now.
4 o'clock with Tom Collins rolling another solid hour of back-to-back good time oldies on 1240 WROV Roanoke.
Yes, indeed. Now, if we go out toward the ocean as we cross into North Carolina, almost all the way to the ocean, not quite.
You're tuned to WCNC 1240 on your AM dial in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. It's 3 p.m. AP News Time.
AP Network News, I'm Chuck Rice. Serious, credible, unique, and productive. Words Democrat and Republican lawmakers are using today after attending Hillary Rodham Clinton's workshop on health care reform.
And we know where that went, so we won't follow that further. Let's go inland to the Golden Triangle, North Carolina.
WRNC, Raleigh.
There's the WHUN. This is an update on that last.
Christian way of life on WPJL, Raleigh.
That's what they are today. Then we go down south in North Carolina.
EIB building in Midtown Manhattan. I, Rush Limbaugh, look forward to sharing my infinite wisdom with the citizenry of Onslow County. Next on WJNC, Jacksonville.
NBC Radio News. A fast-moving upheaval in Russia where President Boris Yeltsin is dissolving the Russian parliament and assuming...
Okay, we're going to go over in the middle of the state now.
On Fridays, the Bible Answer Man, weekdays 6:05 till 7 p.m. on WHVN.
WHVN Charlotte's WAVO Rock Hill.
From ABC News, I'm Sean Grimes. The State Department will carry out its own investigation into last week's orders for a search of embassy files.
You know, it's interesting. If you go into Charlotte, North Carolina, it's right on the South Carolina border. One of the main streets Charlotte, you go through a series of signs that says, "Welcome to South Carolina, welcome to North Carolina, welcome to South Carolina," as you go through it. Well, we're going to stay in South Carolina now, in the little town of Loras, South Carolina.
I'm Bob Schmidt, ABC News.
Good morning. WLSC Loras, we invite you to stay tuned. Paul Harvey coming up next. Paul Harvey News, right here, following that. Orion Samuelson with the National Farm Report.
Okay, we go to Sumter, South Carolina.
This is your station for great songs and great memories. 1240 AM, WDXY, Sumter.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. Yugoslavia's foreign minister has met with the foreign minister of Iraq in what appears to be a new mediation effort to avert war in the Gulf.
Now, this past fall, we had some floods in Georgia, right in the town of Macon, Georgia,
no,
in fact.
No, God is able. We're having church here this morning. I tell you, it's 67 degrees, 11 o'clock.
This is 1240 WDDO Macon.
Little rumble there in the background, I apologize for. We're going now into the Sunshine State, closer and closer to my own home. This is up in the town that has my favorite slogan of the entire country. 27 miles of beaches, and the rest is history.
Update your TV watching while supplies last. See you at Badcock Home Furnishings, 1650 U.S. 1 South.
Overcast sky, 69 degrees at your official weather station, Eastern Times. Now, telephone.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
down to Melbourne, where they launch the satellites.
For me, I'm Dave Grant.
Right next to it.
Thank you for listening, and please join me tomorrow at 6 p.m. for more of your favorite music. You're listening to WMMB 1240 on your AM radio dial in Melbourne and Palm Bay with the music you love and remember. It's midnight. Time now for the latest news, and we now join the facilities of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
All righty. Eustis, Florida, with their King and Queen station.
KIQ Eustis, Tiberias, Mount Dora, WKFL, Bushnell, Wildwood, a broadcast service of Starstrip Communications.
Okay, you've never heard of any of those towns, perhaps, but they're all right near Orlando. And we're going way down south into the tropics now of Florida, along the Sun Coast, as they call it, along the Gulf Coast.
Quake meteorologist Jim Farrell's forecast for the rest of the day, sunny and breezy, high of 74, low of 54 tonight, clear and a bit cooler. Currently, we have 72 degrees. This is News Talk 1240, WINK Fort Myers. It's time for CBS News at 1 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Outside Waco, Texas, negotiators have won the release of another child.
If we go right up the Sun Coast now, here's Cross City, Florida. This is more in a temperate time.
County Country, WDFL, AM and FM, Cross City, Chiefland, Trenton.
I should say a temperate weather pattern up there. They actually get snow sometimes. Cross City, good heavens. Into Alabama now.
Ready for another hour of pure excitement on WMGT Gadsden, the first to gear.
Isn't that awful? Just awful. Gadsden, Alabama. WMGJ, that was.
Alabama. WFFN.
Cordova. Jasper.
Doris Summerton.
WARF Jasper.
We were listening to WARF on the AM side of that one. But staying in Alabama now. Okay, we'll stay in Alabama now and go into the town of Florence. Dale Hamm picked these up for us.
WBCF, the Benny Carl Broadcasting Company, Florence, Alabama. A taste of clash for all America.
Strong words from President Bush to Saddam Hussein. I'm Donna Alday on the Satellite News Network.
Okay, we're going to go into another interesting type of station in Mississippi, South Haven, Mississippi. WAVN does not broadcast with 1,000 watts day and night. They broadcast with 580 watts day and night. You can be sure some professional engineer figured that one out to the decimal point. South Haven.
Your country connection for Memphis and the Mid-South. AM 1240 WAVN, South Haven, Horn Lake.
Incidentally, the Memphis he talks about is Memphis, Tennessee. They're right on the Mississippi border, right along the Mississippi River. But now we go down to the Gulf once again, as you can tell.
Mississippi Gulf Coast, we're WGCM Gulfport, Star 1240 AM.
Okay, let's go north into Tennessee now.
Carter County's first radio station. This is WBEJ Elizabethton, Tennessee. BJ Country.
For the Satellite News Network, I'm Dave Christensen.
And now over to the eastern part of the state.
FM, Knoxville, Tennessee. 10 o'clock.
That's all we have. Here's an update on that station, though.
WINZ, Knoxville's classic rock station.
Hey, I give equal time to rock music, too. Let's go into Nashville, the state capital, right now.
You're listening to the greatest songs of all time, 24 hours a day, on 1240 WKDA, Nashville, Golden Oldies.
That's a little better. Up into Kentucky now, Dick Truax.
Welcome to Winland, to the Kentucky Education Association from WINN, the station that cares about Louisville.
Well, that was a nice set of calls, but as with all good things, it had to come to an end. This is what they're heard like today.
Have yourself a good day. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, First Baptist Church of J-Town, Pastor Coleman and his congregation at 9 o'clock. You enjoy the broadcast again this afternoon at 3. AM 1240, Love WLLV Louisville. Check your clocks and watches. 8 o'clock.
Administration denies racial slurs. I'm Lon Braithwaite, NBN News.
Further north now into West Virginia.
This is the information station. News Talk 1240. All talk, all the time. WKOY, Bluefield.
And again in West Virginia.
That's a group called the Abraham Brothers, taking us to 1 minute before the hour of 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning here at WDNE and Elkins, West Virginia. Time to turn things over in a minute to the Davis Memorial Presbyterian Church Service.
And we go further north yet.
Romina Power, husband and wife team there. And you're listening to, and let him do it. He gets paid more.
This is the Valley's CNN headline news radio station. News Radio 1240, WBBW, Youngstown.
You better believe it, my friend. That's us right here. We're with you till 1 o'clock. You're listening to Saturday.
Okay, we're going to go west now in Ohio to a little town where the main intersection in downtown Zanesville is on a bridge.
This is Alex Pasquarella with you today.
Oh, sorry, that was WBBW still.
Don't cry out loud. That's Melissa Manchester, and this is AM 1240, WHIZ, Zanesville, Ohio. Should we take time out for news now and find out what's happening around the world and around the nation here?
Yeah,
and then we'll
do.
Be back with more news next. Then we'll look at the weather, and we've got lots more to do. So you stay tuned to WHIZ. It's 10 o'clock.
This is the NBC Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Gary Nahn.
Up into Michigan now.
Detroit Lions and Notre Dame Football Station. News Talk 1240 AM, WJIM, Lansing.
Now, this next station, I drove way out of my way to try to get this, and I couldn't. They operate with 1,000 watts day and night, and they're in a great town, Cadillac, Michigan. But by golly, I just couldn't bring them up out of the noise better than this.
The new WATT Cadillac. Depend on CNN News. On the hour, every hour. It's 10 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm John Liss.
Then we went north to Sheboygan. And there he was again.
You've been listening to the Rush Limbaugh Show on 1240 WCBY Sheboygan.
That's not too far from that beautiful bridge that goes across the upper peninsula of Michigan. Beautiful.
Monday through Fridays at 9:10 a.m. For Rush Limbaugh in the Straits area, it is 1240 Radio, WCBY Sheboygan.
Okay, up on the upper peninsula, here's...
Sweethearts of the Rodeo on the country giant, WJPD Ishpeming, WJPD FM Ishpeming, Marquette. Good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Wes Richards.
It helps if you're half in the bag on that Ishpeming. Yes, indeed. Okay, enough of Michigan, down into Indiana. We got a couple of IDs here.
This is WHBU Radio, Anderson, bringing you the exciting Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, let's try that one again. That was kind of beat up. Anderson, Indiana.
News, this is Mitchell Crowe.
Into Illinois now.
Like here at 1240 AM, WEBQ Harrisburg, and time to check in with the NBC Radio News Network.
Okay, into Springfield, the state capital.
This is WTAX, Springfield, Illinois.
You know, I've wondered about... Get out of there. That's CBS anyway. I've wondered about that call sign from the state capital, WTAX. I think it's a bad joke, I'm not sure. Well, anyway, we're going to move down into Sterling, Illinois now. This one is one of those other stations, 500 watts during the day and 1,000 watts at night.
Normals of 81 and 59. Chance of showers late Monday. This is WSDR, Sterling, Dixon, Rock Falls.
Hey, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
Okay, now comes the most interesting of the three stations, whatever the grammar is of that last sentence, of this entire tape. Chicago, Illinois. A throwback to the 1920s when all the stations shared one frequency at one time. Remember that? Well, we're going to play you, without much comment in between, three stations that share 1240 in Chicago, and it'll be interesting to hear how they handle the sharing and the hands-on.
Telefono 825-0030. 825-0030.
This is WEDC in Chicago with our studio and transmitter located at 5475 North Milwaukee Avenue, leaving the air at this time. Please stand by for WCRW, also sharing the same 1240 frequency. The time as we leave the air is 5 o'clock.
The greatest sound on earth.
This is the Gold Coast station, WCRW Chicago, returning to the air at 5 p.m.
From high atop the Embassy Hotel, overlooking the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan, from the heart of the Gold Coast of Chicago, WCRW now brings you El Show de Rey Rubio, a program in the Spanish language produced... Directed.
Well, now, we don't have to listen to that, but let's pick up WCRW a little later in their program.
You're listening to the 1240 spot on the dial. WCRW Chicago, the Gold Coast station. WCRW now leaves the air until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Please stand by for WEDC sharing this 1240 frequency. The time, 7 o'clock.
Thank you, WCRW, and good evening, everyone. This is WEDC Chicago, 1240 on your radio dial, returning to the air at 7 o'clock.
Okay, now here's
WEDC
another one.
WEDC now leaves the air at 10 a.m. to return at 3:30. Please stand by for WSBC, sharing this same frequency.
This is the third one now.
Thank you, WEDC, and good morning. This is WSBC Chicago, returning to the air as we offer a program of gospel music.
Well, you can see we could spend all day on this program segment just in the city of Chicago getting the various combinations, and I guess they all exist. We have them all on tape, incidentally. I must have an hour and a half of people saying, thank you, WED, thank you, WCRW, thank you, WSBC. Let's move north into Wisconsin now.
Polka Power 1240, WIBU, Poinette Portage, Madison.
Hear the surface noise? Interesting.
President Reagan says he's not trying to sever ties with Managua.
I don't know, surface noise on a sounder? That's what it sounded like to me. Maybe it's just a bad tape. Rhinelander is another city in Wisconsin.
Herman Zermitry did that in the mid-60s, the end of the world. You're listening to the station playing the greatest hits of all times, WOBT, Rhinelander, Wisconsin, at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. Mikhail Gorbachev says he won't give up his post as president of the Soviet Union.
And finally,
tonight's fair with lows
Rice Lake.
To 60, southeast winds around 10 miles per hour. It's 10 o'clock.
Your information station, AM 1240, WJMC, Rice Lake.
Regional news. The Supreme Court has just ruled animal sacrifice is protected under freedom of religion.
Oh, for pity's sakes. That idea, along with so many others, came from Mark Strickert, incidentally. We go into Minnesota now, though. State of 10,000 lakes.
High School League and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Get involved at your high school.
AM 1240 in Hibbing. This is WMFG 62 degrees. Now it's 11 o'clock.
Hibbing, Minnesota.
This is a presentation of WMFG AM News.
Across the state now into St. Cloud.
Shower on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, and Monday through Wednesday we should see highs in the lower to mid-70s. Currently, we have 67 WJON St. Cloud, a wind out of the northwest at 20 miles an hour. Now back to the Vikings pregame.
Lesson there to take good care of your tapes. What can I say? This next little town in North Dakota, we spent a night in a campground here. Okay, that's St. Cloud getting through. Here's KDLR.
9 degrees. That's Towner County News for this morning, a presentation Monday through Saturday at just before 10 by the fine can-do merchants. today. They included American Family Insurance, Bob SuperValue, and Sitz Hardware. It's 10 o'clock. This is KDLR, Devil's Lake.
Mutual News. Computer projections are the order of the day for the Senate Finance Committee as it wrestles with changes in President Clinton's spending plan.
And now down into the state capital of South Dakota.
48, and the high tomorrow near 80.
You're guessing, aren't you?
At 10 o'clock, the rain continues. It's 55 at KCCR Pier.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shinnevy. After leaving a path of death and destruction from the Bahamas to the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Andrew is tiring out.
That gives you an idea of when we recorded that, I guess, pretty well, huh? Pierre, South Dakota. It looks like Pierre, if you write it out, incidentally. Okay, two stations that share time in a most interesting way in the state of Iowa.
1:40 a.m. KWLC, Decorah. The time now is 1:34.
Okay, now that's a nice station with 1,000 watts day and 1,000 watts at night. But the station they share time with that comes on the air only occasionally is KDEC, which is a college university-owned station in the same town, and they're only allowed at 580 watts day and night. Listen.
Yesterday's songs and today's news. We're 1240 KDEC, Decorah. Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm Tim O'Donnell. The White House insists it will not stand for a repeat of the Mariel boat lift that almost swamped Florida 14 years ago.
Okay, we go down now into Spencer, Iowa.
Change of plans. Once again, the Seba-Geigy plot tour for today west of Paulina is still on. Sun's trying to break out right now, too. Not too bad. 67 degrees. 1 o'clock. KICD, Spencer, Iowa, 1240. Full service radio. Ken Churchill with you here in the afternoon. Let's get an update now from CBS, and then we'll check weather and markets.
CBS News, this is David Jackson, Fight Farm.
Okay, now the next ID is interesting only in that the town of Ottumwa, Iowa, somehow glummed onto the call sign KBIZ. Don't you think stations in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Dallas or somewhere would have loved KBIZ for the right format?
That's a gallery here, 1240 KBIZ, Ottumwa.
And let's face it, that's not the format. By the way, could you hear Sterling, Illinois in the background, WSTR? Yeah, it came through quite well, I think. Let's go into the capital city of Missouri. Another guessing game for you, right?
It's a commitment. At AM 1240, KWOS, Jefferson City.
CBS News, I'm Rob Armstrong. Details are sketchy, but there are reports that a VIP plane has crashed near Lahore, Pakistan.
Now, this next one is kind of interesting because the name of the city has changed since this recording was made. This is a little town not far south of St. Louis, perhaps 45, 50 miles south of St. Louis, and almost on the Mississippi River.
431-5588, 24-hour weather information from your first and only choice, KFMO. 4 o'clock, that's KFMO News, Sports, and AccuTrack Weather on Magic 1240 KFMO Flint River. Coming up next is Mutual News.
Doctors give Bush a perfect bill of health. Supreme Court nominee expands on affirmative action views. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Curitan in Washington.
Now, this next station is kind of interesting, too, because it operates with 500 watts in the day, and at night it operates with 500 watts again. One of the few exceptions.
From March of 1986, Clay McIntyre, and every night you're listening to KNEM, KNMO Innovator. We will be going back out to the Home and Leisure Show in 1 minute.
You might wonder what the name of that town is. It's spelled like the state of Nevada. Nevada, I believe, is the way he pronounced it in Missouri. 500 watts. It didn't get out very far, did it? Down south now into Arkansas.
Our overnight low was 54 degrees, and currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 4 o'clock, 73 degrees at KTLO Mountain Home. Taking us back in the music, Diamond Rio and Norma Jean Riley.
That's really just about on the Missouri border, but if we go way south toward Oklahoma.
I'm Rita Richardson, ARN News.
You're tuned in to AM 1240 KWAK in Stuttgart, 1 minute in front of 1 o'clock. It's time now for a look at the Heaven Sent weather forecast, brought to you by Heaven Sent Diamond Jewelers, 211 South Main in Stuttgart.
Straight south into Louisiana now.
I'll be around. I'll be
station you can depend on. 1240 KANE, New Iberia.
Confounders Day sale is happening today.
Interesting co-channel interference in there somehow. Station number 87 on this tape now is the weakest of all the stations, the least powerful, I should say. In Bryan, Texas, of all towns, KTAM operates day and night with only 380 watts.
A division of Clear Channel Communications. Good time oldies, 1240 KTAM, Bryan College Station.
Boom, boom. Now, this next station ought to be carrying some kind of baseball team, it sounds like to me. And
KSOX, Raymondville, Edinburgh, home, 383-7511.
Yeah, KSOX. This next station is KXOX, Sweetwater, Texas.
We crank out more non-stop music every hour. We are all hit country. KXOX, Sweetwater.
North into Oklahoma now.
Southern Oklahoma and North Texas with 100,000 watts of power. It is 11 o'clock at KKJ FM AM Ardmore.
Yeah, 1,000 at AM.
City High School Sporting.
This is out west in Oklahoma now.
Elk City. CNN Radio News. I'm Mike Doyle.
That was KADS in Elk City, out west of in Oklahoma. North into Kansas.
Currently in Wichita, under partly cloudy skies, it's 93 degrees. This is KNSS Wichita. From the news desk, I'm Jeff Vaughn.
NBC Radio News. It's a tense time in Kansas City tonight, with high water threatening the city.
And over to Garden City in Kansas.
KIUL Garden City. Intelligent, informative, important.
And in the noise.
The news continues from ABC on KFOR Lincoln.
I should have asked you the state capital, shouldn't I, of Nebraska? Let's go into Montana now.
This is KLTZ Glasgow.
And partway across the state in Billings.
AM 1240, KUUS, Billings.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Catherine Cowdery.
Boy, satellites came not quite in time.
Information station, 1240 AM, KEVA, Evanston.
That's Evanston, Wyoming, right on the Utah border, by the way.
G7 meeting in Europe are slim. I'm Steve Cumming on the Satellite News Network.
Let's go to the state capital.
Dolly Parton starting over again. This is 1240 Radio, KFBC in Cheyenne. The station Cheyenne depends on now more than ever, 24 hours a day. We're coming up on 6 o'clock now on ABC Network News.
Due south into Colorado Springs.
The new country, KRDO Colorado Springs, KHII Security Colorado Springs.
Into Durango.
Gold rock and roll never stops during the 9 o'clock hour on 1240 AM. K Durango, KDGO.
Okay, down into New Mexico to the big city.
KALY, 1240 AM, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico. Radio Cali, Caliente, su conexión mexicana.
Noticias CRC Cadena Radio.
Los Ranchos de Albuquerque is the longest title of any city in the United States that we have on tape.
This is KCLV in Clovis, New Mexico.
I'm Dave Adams in the news this hour.
Let's go east into Arizona now, the city of Globe.
Dodgers Radio Network.
Angeles Dodger Baseball on AM 1240. Eastern Arizona sports giant, KJAA Globe.
The Dodgers, the Dodgers.
We cross now into the state of California.
Good morning and greetings and salutations. 6 o'clock, no, actually 6:01 at KSON and KSON FM, San Diego Country.
59 degrees in National City, 57 in Rancho Bernardo, some light rain.
Okay, let's go up to the Los Angeles area.
This is a KSMI programming update. Grace to You with John MacArthur is now heard Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. This is KSMI Orcutt, Santa Maria, Paso Robles.
All the logs call that KSMA, by the way, and I don't know what she's saying, but let's go over to Lemoore, California now.
You are listening to KJOP Lemoore. Sintoniza usted con KJOP Lemoore.
And out to the peninsula.
Right now, 60 degrees. We are the talk of the town, 1240 KNRY Monterey. Good afternoon.
And to the state capital of California. This is what they used to be. They changed their call.
40 KSAC, Sacramento Magazine Radio for California's capital city.
KSAC, Sacramento.
Out to Susanville.
The news is 21 times a day on Lassen County's full-service radio stations, KSUE and KSUE-FM in Susanville.
Up to the northern border now, Crescent City, California.
Paul McCartney and Wings and Silly Love Songs. And here comes the Mutual Sports Don't Go Away. Be right back with music and a lot of other good stuff here on KPOD.
1240 Crescent City, KPOD.
Okay, let's hear three or four of the Oregon 1240
AM 1240
stations.
KQEN, Roseburg.
You're listening to 1240 KFLY, Corvallis, Albany.
Country is KSJJ-FM, KPRB-A, Redmond Bend, and translator K269-DK, Prineville and Colville.
From ABC News, I'm Lou Adler.
Good times and great music. You're listening to 1240 KTIX, Pendleton.
Notification on the Seattle Mariners Radio Network.
News Center 1240 KXLE in Ellensburg. 1203 is your time now as we bring you live Mariner baseball action from Kauffman Park.
And here we are in the state of Washington.
KGY, Olympia Lacey Tumwater, it's thrift.
Well, that takes us all the way west. Let's see, I may have skipped a couple.
KLBJ, Mountain Home.
That's in Idaho. Okay, that's in Wisconsin. Say, this has been a ball, everybody. I hope that we can do this again sometime. Bye-bye for now.
And thank you very much, John. What we're going to be doing here on the After Dark series in the future is catching up on our other local channels that John will have, because, quite frankly, you can see that one entire local channel takes up one side of a cassette. So if we had John do a travelogue on the DX Audio Service Normal Edition, you wouldn't be able to hear Jerry Starr nor Jim Snowbarger. So we'll have John catch up on the local channels on After Dark number 6, which will be coming out roughly about the mid part of the year. And with that, I think we can safely assume that this side of the tape is done, so you can fast forward and flip over to side 2 of After Dark number 5, and we'll continue on with some more DX stuff from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.